Keith Peters reporting.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his nation will not be pushed into any redo of the North American Free Trade Agreement that does not benefit Canada. Speaking at the University of Chicago's Institute of Politics, Trudeau said that Canada will engage thoughtfully and constructively in talks with the United States and Mexico over possible changes to NAFTA. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is Thursday, and so it's not Carl and Linda. It is Clark and Clark.
Good morning.
Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark.
And so we're here this morning to fill your next 2 hours with all kinds of great conversation. If you want to get involved in that, you can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Or please give us a phone call at 530-605-4567. The weather today, is it February or is it March or May? That's amazing to me. I get up every morning. It's sunny with a high near 80 today. It's 41 degrees as we speak, but we're expecting it to be 80 today and this evening a 51. On Friday, a high near 77 with a low around 47. On Saturday, cooling off a little to 68 with a low around 43. Sunday and Monday, we're looking at 69 and 65. And so it is a little cooler into next week, but no rain in sight for some time. That's a bit disturbing. And the snowmobile park or the park is closing because no snow. And it's only February.
We just got it.
It is time for a rain dance, I think.
Yep.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today was one of those days we like just rolled in hot mics and here we are.
Well, and I always laugh because for those of you who don't know, this is really truly live radio because when Sharon and I come in, we rarely see each other in between. We maybe have a phone call or a text once in a while, but we're both busy in kind of different areas. And so we come in here, we're going to spend 2 hours together, and we have absolutely no idea what we're going to talk about.
It just evolves from,
we do have a guest coming in at 7:30, and beyond that, I think it's going to be open mics. So if you've got something you desperately want to discuss and get on the air and perhaps have questions about, you can give us a call. Or Bob, you've
got great
ideas.
Operator is standing by.
Perfect. And of course, we've always got Bob with us, and if we didn't, I wouldn't look forward to a great morning.
No, it's not very fun when you've got to run all that, the boards and everything and the phones. And
yeah, exactly.
We just want to jabber.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, the chat room does not appear to be functioning. I'm going to follow up on that and we'll get that running.
Okay. So we are aware that that's not working and Bob's going to get right on that. So in the meantime, you can give us a call at 605-4567. So what's happening?
I know. Well, I have a trip planned.
Okay.
So I'm going to Hawaii March 1st.
Good for you.
To Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my one big trip for the first quarter. And then I'm going to D.C. in May.
Okay.
And then I'm going to Cuba in September.
Wow. So you've got your travel year kind of booked out.
Yeah, I do. And Cuba's going to be my big trip.
Oh,
we're
absolutely.
We're doing a 9-day trip there.
I'm still tossing around big trips. We're looking at doing a trip that I've said would be my next European trip to Italy and Greece.
Oh, nice.
But that's not working out so well because we really want a small boat for around Greece.
Mm-hmm.
One of those nice tours. And they're just all booked up for this year. So we're probably going to push that over for another year. So I'm kind of stirring around for a large trip. I am going to do something in the spring, as soon as the roads... Now would be a good time.
That would be a good time.
I mean, the weather's fine and the roads are clear.
That's right.
But I really have wanted to go up into Washington and Oregon.
Like RV?
On the RV. But I want to do it... I mean, I'm going to do it by myself. Because I want to visit... I have friends scattered all the way up through Oregon and Washington, all the way up into Canada. And I think it's not always fun for other people to go
That's right.
with
they
you
don't know these people.
And visit
yeah.
your relatives and
right.
your people that you don't know. So I'm going to take off, I think, by myself for a couple of weeks and just kind of wander up and stop and visit with all of my friends that I've been saying, yeah, I'm going to come and see you sometime. So I'm looking, and maybe as long as a month. And just kind of wander.
And do you feel safe traveling?
Oh, yeah.
Do you carry while you're traveling?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and so you can, like, even if you don't have your CCW, you can still have it in your RV as long as it's open and available and you tell the police if you get pulled over or something.
Absolutely.
Right.
And if it is those states that my carry license is not legal in, then I just put it in the back of the rig and then that's my house.
Correct. I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Do,
like
do you have the 39 state or whatever it is license?
I don't.
You know, actually, there's a big push to get reciprocity through. Ted Lighty has been keeping us updated on that. And there's some pushback, but it may be able to wiggle through. No doubt California will say, well, that doesn't apply to us because nothing the federal government does applies to California, you see. The arrogant.
And unfortunately, the other states push back.
Yeah, yeah.
And they will recognize other licenses, but not California. And that's because California, it's because they've refused to recognize other people.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Because they're elite and they know better.
Oh, gosh.
I think the issue with me is when I am carrying, and that's why I'm comfortable in the motorhome, is that I don't have to get out of my motorhome. I have everything inside
right.
of it. And if they want to bother me, they need to come through the door.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm kind of not too worried about that, and I'm real careful about where I go.
Yeah.
And
because if you're, like, parking in some place overnight,
yeah.
that would be my concern, being alone.
Yeah. But I make sure
for myself
I'm gonna...
more than you, I apparently.
No, I'm really comfortable. I will say the first time I took the fifth wheel out by myself, I went up to Hat Creek. And that was, I mean, so comfortable with that area and have been up there my entire life. And I mean, you know, we camped with the grandkids and everything. But that first night all by myself when it really started to get dark, I didn't quite realize exactly how dark it was up there. That was a pretty spooky night. That was.
Yeah. And usually there's lots of people around and stuff like that. But that would be a little bit.
No, that there's nobody up around Twin Bridges and where I camp and what have you, which is why we've always liked it. And I was just fine right up till the time it got really, really dark. And then I went, whoa, what are all those noises?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I remember a camping trip up there, walking up down the road, and a mountain lion screamed fairly close by. And you want to talk about a sound that will cause body parts to, you know,
fail.
Some fail, some tighten up. It's like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was some kind of, and that was the difference between a fifth wheel and a motorhome. I was really panicked about that whole thing.
Yeah, if you wanted to get up in the middle of the night and just drive off away, you can't really do that in the fifth wheel.
That's exactly right. And then the other thing was because I kept thinking, I'm sure I locked the truck. What if I didn't lock the truck? And at that point, I wasn't getting out to check.
That's right.
Because it was weird noises, and I was sure I was surrounded by animals and people and the whole thing. It was an interesting night,
lions
I must
and
say.
And
like,
bears.
Maybe so not. I hadn't really anticipated that. But I'm much more comfortable on the motorhome because, again, as you indicate, I could just start up and like it.
Yeah,
leave.
If you decide that you're not comfortable, you can
exactly
get up and start driving.
So fun stuff. So anyway, but travel is always an option, and every time I do that, then I turn around, I come back, and realize that I live in probably the most beautiful place in the whole United States.
There is something great about traveling and coming back.
You look,
and as I mentioned before we got on the air, I want to tell the story that some wonderful Samaritan found a debit card, and it said Sharon Clark on it, and he put it on Reading Crime's website or Facebook page. And all these people started replying, Sharon Clark, she owns Home Helpers, give her a call. And I must have got 30 phone calls on Monday about this card, and I'm checking my wallet, checking every, and I have all my cards. And finally, I see a picture of it, and it said Sharon C. Clark, and I'm Sharon L. Clark. And luckily, the rightful owner was located, and the card was returned. But I thought, this is speaks to our community, that I have 30 amazing people, that everybody wants me to find my card. And in a lot of communities, you probably wouldn't, people wouldn't try to track you down.
Well, having a 20-foot high image of yourself on a billboard helps.
Totally does.
Yeah. You wish not to be identifiable?
That's right. I don't mind being identifiable, but by 4 o'clock, when I'm on the 25th text or phone call from somebody, and I'm going, can someone please post on the Reading Crime Facebook page that it's not me?
Yeah.
And of course, my office got called. I got messages on Facebook. People that had my cell phone were texting me and calling me. And even my daughter got a phone call from a friend in San Luis Obispo making sure it wasn't me. And one of my other girlfriends, Brenda, got a phone call from another guy that didn't have my number saying, he saw it. Was it me? And so
how funny.
They reached out to my extended friends and family network to make sure it wasn't me. So
Well, so let's just say that obviously this stuff that we're doing online and all of that media kind of...
You leave a footprint.
Yeah. You leave a footprint. There's no question
about
that.
Well, when I told Bob off the air that he put the picture of the card on, he said he did cover up the number, right? And I don't remember now if he did, but I'm sure he must have.
Yes.
One would hope.
Silly.
Well, we'll take a break and we'll be right back after this message.
530-605-4567 if you want to join in the conversation here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cornerstone Community Bank. They've got a drive-through teller, ATM, extended business hours, safe deposit box, 3 branches in Shasta and Tama County, California Street in Redding, East Cypress Avenue, and South Main Street in Red Bluff. Cornerstone Community Bank inviting you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. We've got about 7:16, 41 degrees. We'll be back after these messages.
$1,000 off MSRP on the purchase of a new 2017 Nissan Rogue Sport at Crown Motors. The Nissan Rogue Sport has aggressive styling and quiet comfort. The impressive gas mileage will save you money with every mile. Get yours today for $4,000 off MSRP on every new Nissan Rogue Sport in stock at Crown Motors. They're equipped for comfort with advanced drive assist display, hill start assist, hands-free text messaging assistant, and more. 10 to choose from. Price plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document preparation charge, and any admission testing charge. The $4,000 off MSRP includes a $1,500 Crown discount, a $2,000 factory rebate, a $500 NMAC cash rebate when you finance through Nissan Motor Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Crown Motors Nissan on Cypress Avenue today for a test drive.
Searching for that perfect Valentine present for the special person in your life? Diamonds are a girl's best friend. And Tuesday, February 13th, Goldmark Jewelers has a special Levente of New York event presenting thousands of beautiful jewelry items along with Goldmark's incredible selection of gold, diamond, and fine gemstones. Don't miss the one-day-only event for the best selection at the best prices at Goldmark Jewelers, your diamond destination in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30, closed Sunday.
Get that siesta or you'll miss the fiesta. Head on over to Tortilla Flats on Park Marina Drive, a friendly cantina with pretty senoritas that serve up dishes that taste as good as they look. The choices are endless. Enchiladas rancheros, fajita or chili verde burritos, chicken or beef piccata. Try our mouth-watering seafood enchiladas or burritos served with Tortilla Flats' own Spanish white cream sauce. All this and more served 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Dinners are served with beans, rice, albondiga soup, or salad and complimentary
complimentary chips and salsa. Tortilla Flats is a perfect place to end your day. Our popular happy hour is 4 to 6 p.m. with $2 tacos, half-off appetizers, and daily drink specials. Tortilla Flats even has a private party room for groups up to 30. Call for details. The next time you crave Mexican food, try Tortilla Flats, Redding's oldest Mexican restaurant where we serve the best margaritas in town. Tortilla Flats, 2800 Park Marina Drive, 1 mile south of the Sundial Bridge, where the fiesta never ends.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
719 KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio, 605-4567. This portion of the program, Alliance Heating and Air brings it to you, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. They offer warranties, guarantees, 7-day-a-week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And it is Thursday, so it's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
And we're just kind of filling the air. If you've got anything you'd like to talk to us about this morning or something you'd like to bring up, give us a call at 605-4567. So I noticed yesterday in the newspaper, which is another conversation, but that the Shasta County Board of Supervisors took up the matter of Sanctuary County again.
I saw that.
We were going to be a part of that. And I found it interesting that three members did what they should have done and put forth the will of the people in Shasta County. The majority seems to not like being a part of a sanctuary county. And so three members of the board took that position. One member voted no, which is another option. And then one member abstained.
I was wondering about that.
Well, it's my understanding that the abstention is there if, in fact, you have a conflict, then you can abstain from a vote. Or for some other reason you feel like you don't have enough information to make a decision. Mm-hmm. But just not voting is not an option.
Well,
that's kind of what he did.
It's interesting because...
Is that not what the electorate put a person into an office? This is why we don't have a full-on democracy. We
that's
pick
exactly
someone
right.
to make what we hope are express our will, and if they don't do it, you replace them at the next election cycle.
But we are a republic, and we elect people to vote for us. And so not voting is not an option if you don't have a conflict.
Yeah, you know, and I just didn't even think about it, but I thought that's an interesting option to choose.
Yeah.
But now that you say it like that, it's like whoever voted for him must be wondering now what you voted for.
Well, exactly. He's done that in the past mm-hmm. when he throws up his hands, says a bunch of big words, and doesn't vote.
Well, he's going for a political mulligan. If it goes south, it goes wrong, you can, just go back. Well, what I really meant was...
I get it. But it's like, you know, you just got a fence over, yeah, you're riding a fence and can't make up your mind, or he's, obviously, I mean, so the obvious vote for him, feeling as he did, is no. He didn't wish to be a part of that, but I'm not voting, it's just not an option.
Yeah, I wonder that,
that's not the first time he's done that, because I remember when I was serving with Mr. Kehoe that he opted to do that, and I questioned about him at the time.
And what
is your conflict? He'd give me that look that only David Cahill can look do, and then we'd move
on.
Anyway, so I'm actually glad to see them do that. There isn't probably a lot of things that are going to change because our sheriff is going to do as the chief police of Anderson is going to do. They're going to do the right thing. And if, in fact, they come in contact with an illegal alien who needs to have ICE contacted, then they're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as it should be. This whole nonsense of sanctuary state, sanctuary city is unexplainable to me. I can't There are no words to get me started on why we would do such a thing.
Well, especially if they're not law-abiding citizens. Especially being arrested.
But here's the deal. Illegal is illegal. They say, right. Well, if they haven't broken the law, we're not going to do anything. That's the fact that they're here and they don't belong here.
Is breaking the law.
Is breaking right. the law.
That
they are illegal.
Been said, we aren't going to have jackbooted officers out kicking down doors
looking for them.
No, because they have far better things to do.
That's exactly right.
But if during a routine stop you find out this guy's got 15 warrants on him, you know, yeah, he might be disinvited to the country.
Well, and I don't, I'll go even step further on this whole immigration thing, because there's no question that the legal process to become a citizen of the United States needs some work. It's very cumbersome. It can take years to actually get through the paperwork if you're trying to go through the process. So, yes, that does need some tightening up. And if you've qualified, there needs to be a quicker way to get there. I remember helping several people while I was in office go through the process. One lovely lady who still lives in Anderson who was from Germany, had been here many years, the whole process. And I helped with Congressman Wally Herger to finally get her sworn in as a citizen.
Yeah, my mother-in-law had her housekeeper. They've been at it for 15 years, and they finally got to go take the oath. But they came through, and she is proud of it. She holds up that piece of paper, and, boy, you should hear her talk about the people who, try to do the end run. She has no respect for them.
And that's I hear that all the time. And so certainly that does need to be tightened up, and there needs to be a way for those people to become citizens a whole lot easier than they do. Having said that, if they've been in the country for 15 years and now they want just a straight path to amnesty and just stay and a lot of them don't want to become a citizen because, gosh, if they become a citizen, then they don't get everything free and they actually have to start making their own way and they have to be a part of America. So a lot of them just want to stay and continue with what they're doing. They just want to live in their parents' basement and have us pay for them.
Yeah.
And I'm not interested in doing that.
Now, we got people coming in at the bottom of the hour, but next hour, if we don't have a topic, I'm going to throw this out and see if I can get Trish wound up on it.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Gene's Burgers. How it had to be the obstacle. They thought they had a clear path to renovating the place, and then the city goes, oh, no, you got to do this and this and
curves
this and this.
And sidewalks and all this kind of stuff.
And the owner said, we can't afford to do that. So Landmark goes under the bulldozer.
We'll talk about that. Because that's the topic that I hear good things and bad things still about what happens with those building kind of ordinance. I have a couple of stories I will share about that.
Perfect.
So anyway.
Anderson has a downtown section that is historically preserved. Reading does not.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And then now it's empty space. So.
Well, we have another one right just around the corner down here that just amazed me, and I nothing against the Riverfront Playhouse, because I certainly encourage and am anxious for them to have a new home. But the fact that a business was torn down, leveled, a going, working business, a tire company that was making money and had customers and employed people and were booted out, and then the building leveled, and now we have an empty lot, and that business moved to another area, was not successful, and is now out of business, and we still don't have a downtown location. I mean, Riverfront Playhouse has another location they're going to be moving into, but that's an empty lot. What's up with that?
Beautiful chain link fence all around.
That's the area of the business owner.
Right on Pine Street? Really?
Yeah, these nice little urban blight islands around town.
Exactly.
That have been cropping up.
Yeah. No, so very interesting, the things that happen in the wisdom of planning.
Or lack thereof,
exactly.
Shards of concrete and gravel and sparse grass growing up with a fence around it. So lovely.
It is, right. And every time I go down there, I look at it and I go, wow, that's just got to be one of those, what were we thinking?
Yep.
Or not. Or not. We're going to take a break, and on the other side, we're going to welcome Reading Christian Church.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio at 728 brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading. Our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done or buying ammo, John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices.
Bosky on the Arms, 222-8222, Free Fire Radio will continue.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here, a celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be sold-out show, the Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
7:32, KCNR1460, Free Fire Radio. We've got 47 degrees in downtown Reading. This portion of the program brought to you by Black Bear Diner. Top off the day with a big juicy burger and a real old-fashioned shake. Or how about starting off your Friday with a huge stack of pancakes and eggs? Black Bear Diner has something for everyone. Huge portions of good old-fashioned family food at great prices for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You'll find them on Cypress and Hilltop, just off I-5. Feed your inner bear.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark, and it is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio, and it's Thursday morning, so it's Sharon Clark has joined me. And we're joined in the studio now by a great bunch
of
bunch of good looking guys, and they're from Reading Christian School, and they're here to talk to us about an upcoming musical, The Music Man production. And welcome, Brandon Bauman, the director of this great thing.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, welcome. And so tell us exactly what's going on here.
Well, on the 16th and 17th of this month, we'll be performing The Music Man at the Cascade Theater. And there are 70 students from third grade all the way through 12th grade in the cast. And we're excited and ready to put the show on for the community and the And we also have some community members involved with this as well.
How fun!
This was my son's first play ever. He was like 12. And I remember someone else got sick, and he had memorized everybody's parts. So the gal was like, I don't have any worries because your son can just step in. Because it was such a fun, it's such a fun story.
Yes, it is.
It's a great performance. So yeah. That'll be exciting.
Someone was actually asking me the other day, what's your favorite part of the show? Like, what's your favorite moment? I'm like, really? The thing that I like about the show the most is the story.
There's a lot of great characters.
Mm-hmm. Everybody changes. They go through transformation. And it's just really a beautiful story of change and transformation in a town.
Yeah. Okay. Now, so it's going to be at the Cascade. Is that where people will get tickets then?
Yeah. So the CascadeTheater.org is where they'll go ahead and get their tickets, or they can call the box office or go into the
And theater. We always want to remind everybody when we're dealing with the Cascade that you must go through the
don't do a third party ticket.
You must go through their webpage to get
the
ticket.
And this is a great family night.
Yes.
This is a great family show, so is it great to take kids out to and or older relatives? This would be a great family night.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's start with, I love singing, so you said we had a quartet that was willing to do a little sample.
So we have our quartet from the show is here to sing for you guys, and they'll be singing The Ice Cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream.
How can there be
any sin insincere? Where is the good in goodbye? Apprehensions confuse me, dear, puzzle and mystify. Mystify, tell me what can be fair in farewell, dear, while one single star shines above. How can there be any sin insincere? Aren't we sincerely in love? Oh, we're in love.
Wow.
That was awesome.
That's just chills. Yeah, exactly. That is marvelous. So let's identify the young man who just sang for us.
I'm the baritone in the quartet, and my name is Brian Rogers, and I'm a senior at RCHS.
I'm Jake Spencer. I play Olin Britt, who is the bass in the quartet.
My name is John Zane. I play tenor 2/lead. His name is Ewart Dunlop, and I am also a senior at RCS.
My name is Caleb Steffen. I play J.C. Squires, who's the tenor 1 of the quartet, and I'm a junior at RCS.
Well, welcome, awesome, and what great, just what great talent. That's just, I'm always amazed at what we have in our community and just right at our fingertips, the amount of
talent. Young people.
Absolutely. Amazing. And so the other one was going to do the other gentleman back there?
Yeah, we have our Winthrop here, and he would like to sing a little bit of Gary, Indiana for you.
Okay. Great.
Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, let me say it once again. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, that's the town that knew me when. If you'd like to have a logical explanation how I happened on this elegant syncopation, I will say without a moment of hesitation, there is just one place that can light my face.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. I'm just into this, so do I get my tickets?
You'll get your tickets at the Cascade box office, again, like we were saying earlier. And I do want to say, too, just we have some community members that are going to join us on our show. And so we have 4 different performances. One of them is not open to the general public. It's actually an invitation only for schools and retirement communities. Mm-hmm. And on that show, we have Jeff Wilson, the principal of Country Christian School. Our Friday night evening performance, we have Aaron Reznor, the co-owner of Dutch Bros. She will be performing. On Saturday afternoon, we have Aaron Hayes, the head of Catalyst Mentoring. And then on Saturday night, we have Kristen Mayer Strader, who will be part of this production. And they'll all be playing the role of Constable Locke. And one of the things that we wanted to do is partner with the city. And so we have a community service project that we're actually going to do, and it's with the mayor. And it's the Empty Bowl Banquet that she has coming up at the end of March, on March 29th. And it's to raise awareness for youth homelessness here in the city.
All right. And so on the 29th, is that a dinner?
It's a banquet. So when you come to our show, we'll have like all the information
about it. Okay.
And we're still in the works of getting that all together.
Perfect.
So. Okay. Love to see the kids get involved, or our young people get involved early on in community activities and making a difference in the community.
Yeah.
It's an important part of we live in a republic form of government that allows us to interact and be a part of electing people. And if you start young and find out what exactly these positions do, and then when you get in, obviously now we got some seniors in the room, so you'll be registered to vote and ready to go in the next election. And that's all important stuff. And you need to get involved early so you know what's going on in your community.
Yeah.
So working with them second, I think that's marvelous to get involved with the city project. Awesome. All right. So. We have another person joining us, the only female in the group this morning.
Yeah, so this is our Marion, and this is our Harold, both of our leads from the show. And if you'd like, they could do a short scene for you.
That'd be great. Great. That'd be great.
You guys ready?
Yeah. Okay, good. Should I introduce myself?
Sure. Yes. Please both introduce yourselves.
I'm Daniel Snyder. I am a sophomore at RCS, and I play Harold Hill.
I'm Naomi Mansfield. I am a senior, and I play Marion Peru.
Okay.
We're going to be doing a short scene that comes after I'm following, my character is following her all the way around the town.
Okay.
I don't suppose you live alone or anything.
No.
I've got some wonderful caramels over at the hotel, if you'd like.
Mr. Hill.
Professor Hill.
Professor of what? At what university do they give a degree for annoying women on the street like a Saturday night rowdy at a public dance hall?
Oh, I wouldn't know about that. I'm a conservatory man myself. Gary, Indiana, gold medal class of Ought 5.
Even should that happen to be true, does that give you any right to follow me around wherever I go? And another thing, Mr. Hill, I'm not as easily mesmerized or hoodwinked as some people in this town, and I think you ought to know that I have a shelf full of reference books in there which very may well give me some interesting information about you.
Keep going. I just left me here.
I know. Oh, hi, Mark.
That's great. No, that's great. Thank you so much. This is just marvelous.
So the performance is the 16th and 17th at the Cascade Theater. For those of you listening, there'll be a Friday night, a Saturday matinee, and a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Perfect. And so you can go to Cascade Theater and get your tickets.
Yeah.
We would actually like to give away two sets of tickets today, so we have
marvelous.
Two pairs to give away.
Okay.
So maybe if we want to have a caller call in, and
sure,
then
that'd be great.
Sure.
So we'll give Bob a minute to get ready here, and so we'll take the first two callers for tickets for the and are these for any of the performances.
Yes, we'll get their information, and then we can set up with them what performance they'd like
okay.
to come.
Okay,
to.
Perfect. That'd be great. So tell me a little bit more about the school and the production and what you do while we're waiting for the phone.
Yeah, not a problem. I teach band, choir, and drama at the school, and it's a Christian, non-denominational Christian school. We're called Reading Christian School. We started here in the city, but we actually currently are located in Palisadro.
Okay. Yeah, and what grades are we involved with?
We have pre-kinder all the way through 12th grade.
Okay, so it's the full spectrum for total education.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question that always comes up about Christian schools. Are you involved in sports?
Yes, we have all the sports. We have swimming, football, basketball, cross-country track. Are there any other ones, guys?
Golf, baseball, softball, volleyball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to put to bed immediately when I talk about Christian school or a choice for people, and they say, well, but you know, when you put them in those kinds of schools, they don't get all the opportunities they do in the public school system. And I always say, oh, not true.
It isn't true. We really do our best to offer everything that we can, and. The great thing about being in a school the size that we are, you actually get a lot of involvement in things that you might not be able to because we have less people to choose from. So a lot of these guys also play sports. I know Caleb here had played football, Brian football, soccer, and basketball.
track. So we have all kinds of, you know, opportunities
That's
to
great.
Be involved in multiple things.
So I'm just going to throw it out there again. Give us a call at 530-605-4567. We have two sets of tickets available for this performance of Music Man, which will be on the 16th and 17th at the Cascade Theater. Absolutely excellent show with a great cast. And if you haven't attended any of these productions of our local youth groups and stuff, I'm always just blown away. I walk out going, that's just right up there with off-Broadway that I've seen, the great performances that are delivered by these young people.
It's amazing. And get out there and support them. I mean, we're all sitting around criticizing young folks for not doing enough, and then when they get band together to do a performance like this, let's support it and
make sure it's a sellout. Yeah, all three shows.
Yeah,
awesome.
And the matinee on Friday morning, if there are any homeschool groups, schools, or retirement communities that would like to come, they can call the school at 547-5600.
Okay,
and they can ask to be a part of that. So we do invite the schools and homeschool groups.
Awesome. Well, we'll keep promoting the tickets.
Okay.
We're going to go to a break here, but we'll make sure that we give them away.
And then we'll get with you and give you the information.
All right. Sounds
awesome.
Great.
All right. Thanks so
thanks,
much
guys.
For coming
yeah,
in.
Thank you for having us.
Oh,
you're
this
welcome.
Is you. Fantastic. You're all very talented. I look forward to seeing you at one of those performances, and we may have a call here right now.
Awesome. Thank you.
So, we'll keep going while he's talking because we... Okay. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
So we'll get that, and be sure you leave us the information how we can get a hold of you to get that to you.
Alrighty.
Thanks so much for coming in. We'll go for a break.
And this portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading, 2463 Athens Avenue, 244-9478.
Right here in River City, where the capital T and that rhymes with P and that stands for pool. We surely got trouble. Right here in River City, gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
This Valentine's weekend, the Cascade Theater is hosting a Silver Screen Classic Date Night. Bring your sweetheart to this romantic cocktail party starting at 6 with live music and dancing from Al Mirrors and Tyler Mansfield, themed drinks, a jewelry giveaway from Devon's Jewelers, and then the Audrey Hepburn Classic Breakfast at Tiffany's on the Cascade Big Screen at 7:30. Sunday, February 11th at the Cascade. Get tickets and info at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Real people, real winners. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only night every Monday. $200 drawings every session. Rock and roll bingo and $10,000 progressive bingo. At the end of the month, one lucky winner will win a four-night Baja cruise for two in our Putting for Paradise drawing. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Receive free tickets on Triple Ticket Tuesdays. Don't miss our $500 midweek drawing every month. Ask about Bingo's give-back promotion and special drawings every session. So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. If you don't like to dob, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only, hands-free. Who says you can't win them all? Play bingo. Win a four-night Baja cruise for two in our Putting for Paradise drawing. You only have to be 18 to play. Check out our bingo calendar and download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. Wind River. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
749 KCNR's Free Fire Radio, and I'm sure that my two lovely guest hosts this morning will agree that one can never have too many guns or jewelry. And with that, this portion of the program is sponsored by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, 222-2750, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio, Four Winds Jewelry.
I've been visiting Four Winds Jewelers over the last couple of weeks. I had some rings that needed a little attention, you know, prongs and what have you. And, boy, she's got estate jewelry out now. Oh, Sharon.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, bad news for Trish. there's a couple of rings that, oh, my goodness me, they're just yummy. And, you know, what's wonderful about it is if you like jewelry, And you get some of the older stuff that she gets in her estate jewelry and the consignment stuff. It was beautiful stuff. I mean,
well, I inherited a couple pieces from my grandmother, and I've been meaning to go in and have them looked at because I think I might want to, like, update the setting a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I need to do that because that's where I want to go.
Oh,
I want the integrity of the jewelry, but I may want, like, more of a current little style.
Exactly.
So I want to have it looked at, so I'll definitely go.
Well, these are the people that will do that, and you must have confidence in your jeweler. Again, the only watchmaker, so she got a really long ad out of that. But boy, I tell you, do love that. That's like a nice candy store.
Yeah, there you go. And no calories.
And no calories. Yeah, it's a little hard on the checkbook from time to time, but oh well, what the heck. It's a good investment.
That's right.
It's a good investment. So anyway, what a great group of kids.
Oh, that gosh, that was awesome.
I remind everybody that we do have another set of tickets available for the production of Music Man by the Reading Christian School, and that's on the 16th and 17th at the Cascade Theater. If you call 605-4567, we have another set of tickets. But I just encourage you to take the time to go see this because every time I go to one of these performances, I am reminded of how blessed we are to have all that available talent right here at the local level and so many venues to see it. And they do
anything
these great
with Cascade is amazing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And what a nice looking group of young men. You know, they were just super friendly and stepped forward and to sing like that and have that confidence. And that was really special.
Well spoken. And it speaks well of the school. I didn't hear a yeah, like out of any of
no.
them.
No. It was great.
Yeah,
it was great.
It's nice to see and nice to do. So anyway, we've got a whole hour coming up in the next at 9 o'clock or at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9, and I can't even talk now. I'm going to know how I'm going to do that for a whole hour. Certainly, there's a subject out there that somebody must want to get into, and
well, it is Rant Thursdays.
So well, yeah, Thursdays are rant. So maybe at 9 o'clock, if you've got something, or at 8 o'clock, if you've got something that's just really, really been bothering you, perhaps we'll give you the mic to kind of rant a little bit.
Barry, I have a rant.
Oh, cool. Well, then Sharon's going to start.
I'll start. So my rant.
But you can't start until
okay.
8 o'clock.
I'll start it. Okay. Jeez, Trish. Okay. She's a stickler for the rules.
Well, I mean, we're gonna start
I'll kick
at
off
it.
The rant.
You'll kick off the rant. At
and
8
then
o'clock.
I want to see if anybody can get Trish's feathers ruffled. I Bob probably will throw down the gauntlet and see what he can do for Trish because there's nothing funner than getting Trish going a little bit. Of course, I just don't like it when the callers call in and like.
Well, that's it. But the point is, if you get me too rattled, then I get you involved in it, and then the callers call in.
Then I don't want to be yelled at. I don't like it. It scares me, Trish.
I know.
Especially when it's political. I don't want to get involved in that.
So let's finish the conversation that we did have about Sanctuary City. A lot of the people in the community have made it very evident that they don't like. I think we're more conservative up here than the rest of the state. I know we are. And I think a lot of people just don't feel comfortable with this whole idea of putting out a sign that says we want all of the lawbreakers who come into the state of California to come in and live in Shasta County. I feel kind of the same way about that as I do about putting up signs in front of our schools that say gun-free zone. which to me say, gee, you can rest assured that there are absolutely nothing to stop you here from coming in and shooting all of our children.
Well, you know, for me, and I obviously I'm not as educated as you are on some of these political topics, but what really saddens me is when you see these crimes committed and this person has been deported three times and come back in and has this long rap sheet, and we haven't been able to, you know, we're jeopardizing the safety of people that are here legally. And, you know, many times when these folks do, if they're an illegal alien and there's a murder, this is not the first time they've been, you know, with law enforcement.
No.
And so, you know, we have some crimes that could have been prevented had this person, you know, been properly apprehended and shipped home. And if you're not going to be here, and again, like, I mean, I don't want to go knocking on doors either. I mean, if you're here and you're trying to go through the proper channels and everything's not signed off perfectly, that's not my issue. It's when you're hurting my family and my friends and my community with crime that you don't get to stay.
Well, exactly. And there's so many examples, I think, of people who have come over here even if they did come in and now they would like make the effort to change your status. We get this. Well, perfect example, I think, on that is when you get this guy who says, oh, I came over here with my father. He brought me here. He told me I could be anything I want to in America. I'm like, well, why not a citizen? Be anything right. You want. Why not a citizen of the United States? You've been here 15 years, and you've made no effort to become a citizen, and yet you'll stand up proudly and say, I ought to be able to stay forever and take a part of your country and wave my Mexican flag and have you give me all these free benefits, but I don't want to become a part of your country and have to be a contributing member. Then go home. Mm-hmm. I, for me, that's real black and white.
Right.
It's real clear. I have a hard time understanding why other people don't get illegal is illegal.
Right. And like you said, I mean, I think streamlining the process to become legal, I mean, especially if there's a language barrier, I imagine some of these families would have a really tough time navigating what they need to do to become a citizen, taking time off from work, filling out forms, whatever it is that you have to do. I don't know the whole process. You've walked somebody through it. But I imagine that can be, you know, laborious for people.
But we have education programs where we teach them to speak our language. That's another thing. If you've been in this country for 15 years and you still can't speak our language, I'm having a real problem with that.
Well, you know what's interesting is, you know, it's interesting because I've thought that before. And, you know, traveling, going to Europe, you know, there's places they're not going out of their way to talk to me in English. You know, I mean, they're like, you're here. You need to figure out how to use an ATM machine. You need to figure out how to communicate with us. For some reason, we're the country that really seems to cater to a lot more of this. I mean, in a lot of countries, sorry, you're out of luck if you don't speak our language. You're going to figure out how to navigate it.
But don't you find that in most cases, and I've found that I've been in Germany and in Switzerland and in Belgium and France, and you learn to say enough of the words to get you by.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you can do that in a 2 or 3 week vacation and come up where you can actually say several phrases, and when you're in Mexico, you know how to order a margarita, and you know where's the restroom, and how do you... So what I'm saying is if you come to a new country, whatever that country is, I think it behooves you to learn their language.
Absolutely.
The language of the United States is English, and so... they need to make an effort. They've been here for 15 years. I'm betting they speak more English than they're saying.
I'm waiting for this phone to ring.
I haven't even gotten anybody started. I know Karen's starting to pucker.
No.
I welcome them all. I just don't think I have a prejudice bone in my body because I have friends of all nationalities I don't have an issue with any.
We're all immigrating from somewhere. The truth of the matter is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just want you to come and love our country and be a part of it when you come into our country and be a contributing part of that whole process. That's the important part.
Mm-hmm.
You're all welcome to come through in a proper manner, be vetted so that you're not threatening my country in any manner or my family. I love all that, and I think it's important.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so now we're starting to get calls right at the break. Hopefully we have someone who's interested in those tickets for the Music Man. That would be great because I'd love everyone to go see that. And I'm going to get to get my tickets. Just
did you see that this weekend? I believe on Sunday night they're doing Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yes, I have tickets for that.
Do you?
I absolutely.
I actually heard that on I think on the station when I was driving in today.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about seeing what my Sunday evening looked like. What time is that on Sunday?
7:30, I believe.
Okay.
And they have a whole thing before. I think they have a band just before that.
Yeah, they
have some time to visit and dance. And, and
that looked
that's,
really
you know,
fun.
One of my, I was trying to remember the Gone with the Wind was one that they
I
did.
I would have loved to have seen that one, too. Yeah.
There's something about, I mean, we all have our large screen TVs, but there's something about that great big theater.
Cinematic experience.
Experience, especially with Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Right.
I mean, I just
and remastered
wait.
And all of that, I'm
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great. So, okay, it's time for a break. We're going to be back on the other side with a Rant Thursday and your opportunity to get tickets for the Music Man.
Alrighty, yes, we will have another set of tickets for the Music Man coming up at after the top of the hour news. Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Reading. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, either newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's crunch time for Congress, with the clock ticking toward a midnight deadline for a government shutdown. Lawmakers are squabbling over a funding plan to keep the lights on.
The Senate is expected to approve the $300 billion two-year deal late today and send it to the House, where it faces significant opposition from both parties. House Democrats are angry over the lack of protections for so-called dreamers, and House conservatives are calling it a budget buster that'll lead to the first trillion-dollar deficits since President Obama's first term.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. President Trump says religious faith is central to American life and liberty.
The president told the 66th Annual National Prayer Breakfast that dependence on God is part of this country's heritage.
America is a nation of believers, and together we are strengthened by the power of prayer.
Mr. Trump marveled at the splendor of God's creation and spoke about seeing the power of God's love in Americans, particularly during the response to recent hurricanes and mass shootings. He also paid tribute to the National Prayer Breakfast co-founder, Doug Coe, who died last year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One man has died after he and several others were stabbed during a church service last night at a private home in Texas. Corpus Christi police say 12 to 20 people were in the home when an apparent member of the congregation pulled a knife and stabbed four men. The 28-year-old suspect surrendered to congregants, according to police. The second person killed in a shooting that fatally wounded a Texas police officer lived in the apartment where the suspect barricaded himself during an hours-long standoff. The officer shot in the neck as Richardson police responded to a disturbance call at an apartment complex in the Dallas suburb. The Dow down 321. More on these stories at townhall.com.
On February 16th, from PureFlix,
Samson, chosen by the living God,
a hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
For unhappy timeshare owners, getting out is important, and with maintenance bills taking a bite out of your savings, now is the right time to call Lone Star Transfer to improve your financial situation. They've helped over 5,000 people get out of their timeshares quickly, legally, and ethically, with a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Let them help you. Call toll-free 855-551-7066, 855-551-7066, for a no-obligation consultation, or visit them online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
A U.S.-led airstrike has targeted government-backed troops in eastern Syria, with reports of dozens killed and wounded.
This was a rare U.S. strike against Syrian government forces and their allies. An American military official said the coalition was taking action because pro-government forces had fired artillery and tank rounds at members of the mainly Kurdish SDF, whose fighters were stationed at a base east of the Euphrates River with U.S. troops. The official said Damascus may have been trying to seize oil fields earlier held by Islamic State. The coalition said the retaliatory strikes killed about 100 pro-government troops, but a monitoring group said the number killed was considerably lower.
That's the BBC's Charles Haviland. The Trump tax cut helped to lift Nissan's fiscal third-quarter profit, although costs had to be earmarked and sales somewhat dinged by news of improper vehicle inspections at its plants in Japan. News and analysis, townhall.com. A group of senators calling for a special committee to investigate the U.S. Olympic Committee and USA Gymnastics following the sentencing of former sports doctor Larry Nassar.
Nassar will be in prison for the rest of his life for molesting girls, including many U.S. gymnasts who went to him to treat their injuries.
The U.S. Olympic Committee and USA Gymnastics need to be held accountable.
New Hampshire Democrat Gene Shaheen points out the USOC is a federally chartered institution. Its athletes compete under the American flag. Iowa Republican Joni Ernst says the athletes who spoke up about Larry Nassar need an explanation.
Why didn't the USOC and USA Gymnastics not take immediate action to remove him when the horrifying allegations were brought to their attention in 2015?
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Just about to get underway in Philadelphia. It's the city's first ever Super Bowl parade. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State, and it's Thursday, so it's not Carl and Linda, it is the Clark ladies.
One with an E and one without.
That's right. This is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
And this is the second Thursday of the month, and that's our new kind of going to be.
The new Clark and Clark is, the second Thursday. Thanks for moving it for me.
Yeah, because Sharon has another issue on the first Thursday, which we used to do together. This gives Carl and Linda an opportunity to both sleep in the same morning and not have to do this early morning show, which I always comment that I really wish that Carl could think about maybe a night drive or the lunch hour. I love doing the show, and I love Thursdays.
Neither of us are real morning people, though.
It's just when that alarm goes off at 5:30, the first thing that crosses my mind is, I'm going to tell Carl I'm not going to do this anymore.
It's a little early to be on your A game.
Oh, it is, absolutely. But once I'm up and going, it's a great time. So fun. So we, it's 47 degrees in the studio as we speak. It's sunny with a high near 80 today. Clear with a low around 51 this evening. On Friday, we're looking for a high near 77 and a low of 47. On Saturday, cooling off a bit with a high near 68, a low of 43. Sunday, 69. Monday, 65. Lows in the 40s. No rain in sight, darn it. We certainly need that. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
You may wish to get your headphones there, Trish.
Okay.
We have a call.
Okay.
Sir, you are on the line.
I cannot believe that two of the toughest, sharpest, most competent ladies that I know are sitting there whinging. Oh, it's too early. I'm on the road.
Is that your rant, Carl? Okay, but here's the deal. Carl, I do it so much better at 4 to 6.
Yeah, that's right. Carl's ranting about us complaining. That's Carl's rant today.
I can't believe it. Gosh. Okay. Well, look, I would never, ever have anybody do anything regular on the show like hosted except you two.
Thank you, Carl.
Thanks, Carl. All enjoy right. your morning.
Love you, too.
Love you, too. So that's funny. So I just got the call from the boss.
Yeah, whining. I quit whining about that.
No more conversation about the time of day.
Our new office manager / morning news / all-round girl, Sue McClain, she is here. She is on the air, at 6 a.m. bringing you the Sooner Plane News Hour.
Bless her heart.
And she's great. I heard
and
this morning.
Yeah,
she's
a lot
awesome.
Of people have really enjoyed the programming change, and we are proud to have her here. But so what time do you think I'm going to ask her what time she has to roll out of bed to be here on the air, actually conscious at 6 a.m.?
Well, see, that's the part that's good. I mean, I get up. It's not like I sleep all day, because I don't. It's just that I like to mellow into my morning,
right.
And I can do that.
I want to
now
read the news. Yeah. I want to have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I do that on most mornings, and I kind of ease into this whole thing, but it's too fun. Anyway, so Thursday morning we said we were going to do a rant, and so
I'll start.
Sharon is going to start.
So my rant is about Tops Market. It's kind of a complaint, but, you know, I mean, I know business happens, and I know, you know, whatever. But
I'm going to miss it.
I'm a West Sider. I live within 5 minutes of Tops Market. When I bought my home 6 years ago, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so awesome. There's a local grocery store right across the street with a deli and cold wine, and they had wine tasting on Fridays and, you know, amazing staff. And so they carry my dog's dog food, which is a specific brand. And so nothing against Holiday. I think Holiday's a great employer, too, as far as I've heard. But I'm just really bummed because, you know, what I have heard is that when Holiday bought out Tops, they did take all of the employees over, which is great. But they have the lease on that building now, and they don't want another grocer in there, which I totally understand. But for us on the West Side, they hold that lease. So the talk has been like a auto parts store or a Dollar Tree or something like that, which in a shopping center, when you're, you know, up Eureka Way like that, it doesn't make any sense to have an auto parts store.
Which means if you're trying to maneuver that, 30-foot party barge down Eureka Way and you want to stop for ice, now you have to turn down Buena Ventura, wiggle your way into that parking lot, and then get back out. That's going to be a traffic nightmare for people on the way to Whiskey Town.
Yeah.
And I respect Holiday's business acumen, but come on, at least they could do is open a branch with some beer and ice.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I'm really bummed about it. I mean, it hurts. Like, I was in there like 3 or 4 times a week, and all of a sudden, like, my whole nighttime routine is thrown off.
And then, so you, you're right. I hadn't thought about that, because I remember when the stores closed in Anderson, what an impact that had and how hard it was to retrain myself to go a different direction to stop at a store.
Yeah, it's really a bummer.
Yeah, so, okay.
Roberta wants to join in on that particular topic. Hello, Roberta. Welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning, girls. Boy, I tell you, I am missing my Tops Market. My son was their very first box boy when they opened way back in the, probably 1990 or something. And I have shopped at that store probably at least 4 times a week ever since.
I know. We're heartbroken. I drive past it. I literally was depressed. Like, I literally could have teared up. I was so bummed.
So they actually have closed it now?
It's done, yeah. It, we had like 2 weeks notice.
Wow.
They closed the 29th of January.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it in that section.
I feel the same way about Gene's Drive-In, you know. Gosh, all the things that are history for me seem to be changing and going away, but I guess I'll survive. Anyway, I agree with you, and, you know, as you see people from Tops, if you go to Holiday Market, be sure you tell them hello.
Okay. I sure will. Thanks, Roberta.
You know, I don't know, we talked about a little earlier about Gene's Market. Did we do that on the air or off
Gene's
the air?
Gene's Drive-In.
Yeah. We did
well,
on
we
the
kind
air.
Of mentioned it just before the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, trying to spark something.
I was trying to get you ramped up on
well,
it.
Well, I think that's true, and you can, because I wish that we would think these things through a little more. A lot of the things that, we have a uniform building code, which we, as local jurisdictions, are required to adopt, which is the state sets each year or each several years, and they adopt this. And so the local areas must then follow those rules. We had a situation down in the city of Anderson just recently that the city manager was telling me about that I thought was very indicative of what happens with these rules. There was a gentleman who was trying to put in some kind of a structure. The requirement was for 2 restrooms, fully disabled restrooms, full all around. And the guy, when in the discussion with him, said, well, no, actually, I talked to somebody at the state, And they indicated that under these circumstances for this type of business, I actually only needed one. Now, I would say I have to give kudos to the city of Anderson that they actually followed up on that, because according to the rules they had in front of them, there would be a requirement for two. Now, that's a big difference of whether you have to put in one full disabled access or two.
Oh, right. Yes, that's expensive.
And when you're when you're putting in a business. So they did follow up with the person at the state that that gentleman had talked to. Well, turns out that there is some kind of a mistake in the code as it's written, and it says and instead of or. And so when they get around to actually correcting that and sending that correction out, this business actually would only be required to have one restroom.
But until it's corrected, they can't move forward?
Corrected, it actually kind of indicates you have to have two. So the city
bureaucracy.
Of Anderson, the bureaucracy. Yeah. So the city of Anderson took the position that they're going to assume that, that it is an error, and therefore they're only going to require the one bathroom, and hope that they clarify that sometime in the near future.
So he can move forward. Right.
So and they're going to go ahead and let the guy move forward with the one, knowing that it's going to be corrected sometime at the state level. Doesn't that just say?
Plus, the state changes their minds again and decides to slap businesses in California even more just because they can.
Well, and that's exactly the problem with most of the planning departments. And I think it's something they teach in that section of college where you go in to be a planner. And it's this, I can make you do things and I'm going to do it just because I can. We hope that they would adapt an attitude in the planning departments throughout Shasta County and everywhere else. That the attitude should be, how can I make you successful in your endeavor? And what can we do to make this work, to get where you need to be and satisfy, obviously, the need for safety of the public and the people using the business and the structure, structurally sound, but not just put a bunch of rules on because they can.
Well, and even with Gene's Drive-In, like, oh, it's fine the way you're operating it now, but if you want to do something else, now you've got to do all of this stuff. And that's where it's like, can you say, okay, over the next few years, here's some improvements we want you to make on the property. But if it was fine yesterday, and now today you want to do something else, that's where. But I will say at the State of the City luncheon last year, somebody from the planning department spoke, and they're really trying to change some of that discord and
attitude.
Really come out from behind the counter and work alongside of people that are trying to do these improvements so that they are helping them through this process.
The point a lot of people have tried to make, though, is when you go in on your, you know, when you got all your plans drawn up and all that, you get your plans checked. Okay, here's your checklist. Okay, you go do the checklist. You go back with your completed checklist. Say, oh, by the way, there's all these other things that we have to tack on now. When that's already been budgeted and the work's already been done, now suddenly you've got this additional work that you didn't budget for.
Mm-hmm.
And the project collapses.
Well, and the secret to that is that direction has to come from the top. We have an elected board at the top of all these planning departments, and they need to explain to those planning departments that you get one bite at the apple. Figure out what needs to happen for XYZ to happen. You get one shot at it. Anything that isn't on that original checklist, you can't come back later and change your mind.
Well, I
know. Because time is money, and you're absolutely right. You go in with a project, they give you the list of the things you do, then you work out your budget, and you do all those things. You can move forward. When they keep adding on, it's now a year, it's 2 years, it's 3 years, then that no longer pencils out, and that's why these projects come and go. People always say, well, gee, you know, there was supposed to be this and this, so over on this corner, and why didn't that happen? 90% of the time, it didn't happen because of just exactly what we're talking about.
The bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. Got to take a break. And I want to do a shout-out to the lady sitting across from me here. Home Helpers in Home Health Care Services. More than that, they're an extended family. When family can't be there, I can attest to this. Locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, customizing home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they are happiest at home. It's Free Fire Radio at 8:18. More after this.
Here's your chance to save $4,000 off MSRP on the purchase of a new 2017 Nissan Rogue Sport at Crown Motors. The Nissan Rogue Sport has aggressive styling and quiet comfort. The impressive gas mileage will save you money with every mile. Get yours today for $4,000 off MSRP on every new Nissan Rogue Sport at Crown Motors. They're equipped for comfort with advanced drive assist display, hill start assist, hands-free text messaging assistant, and more. 10 to choose from. Price plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document preparation charge, and any admission testing charge. The $4,000 off MSRP includes a $1,500 Crown discount, a $2,000 factory rebate, a $500 NMAC cash rebate when you finance through Nissan Motor Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Crown Motors Nissan on Cypress Avenue today for a test drive.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
This Saturday through Valentine's Day, Turtle Bay Exploration Park would like to show you how much we turtly love you. All memberships will be $10 off for this very limited time. We don't want you to miss out on the wonderful year ahead at Turtle Bay. From a newly renovated forest camp to world-class exhibitions and phenomenal programs and classes, use promo code TURTLELOVE online at turtlebay.org or visit the park to receive $10 off your membership. We look forward to seeing you at the park.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly, today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
821 KCNR's Free Fire Radio on a Thursday. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors with the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Register online at usgunpro.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. It's Thursday, so it's Trish and Sharon here this morning.
And I love your cowboy boots.
Oh, thank you so much.
Trish has got these beautiful brown cowboy boots on.
I've been wearing the cowboy boots for so many years. They're just so comfortable.
Oh, my gosh, they're adorable.
I have a variety of them, but thank you very much.
And the pointy toes keep the aggressive ones at bay.
Yeah, and they're great for killing spiders in the corners. And let's go to the phone. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. At one time, to build a house out in the county, I was told it was going to be $34,000 just in building permits to build a house. So my question is, why don't you ladies get hold? I'd like to hear it on your show because Trish was supervisor. And you probably got quite a bit of knowledge about it. But anyhow, have each one of the building departments, whether it's the city or the county, come on your show and where people can ask them questions, but ask them why it's so doggone much. And it seems like they won't even work with people. There was that the fellow out in Bella Vista was going to start something, and he finally got fed up with the whole nonsense and moved. And I think he may have done some things wrong, but the building departments absolutely will not work with people, and this is what frustrates people, and that's why people are leaving. So anyhow, that's kind of a rant, but I mean,
that's good.
We'll invite them on and see if they can stand up with Trish.
But have it on your show when both of you ladies are there on a Thursday.
All right, we'll work on that. Thanks, Ron.
So anyhow, thank you very much.
But, you know, I will tell you that they go through the process of adopting the fees. They're supposed to be based on actual work hours, time spent. You can't just set a fee randomly.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is to recoup the amount of money that it costs to provide the staff to do those things and or perform those duties. And they go through that process at each level and to adopt those fees. Now, there is flexibility, and that's what we invite and encourage our departments to do. There are a lot of times where there's a rule written that talks to sewer extensions and what have you, and they're not very good sometimes about looking back and realizing that the previous business already paid those fees. And now we're got a like business coming right in behind them. And no, you know what? That sewer connection was already paid for by two or three other people.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably need to waive that at this point.
Right, right.
Those are the kind of things that there are some flexibility built into. I will tell you that it's possible to do it because we've got the city of Anderson right now, who I think is a shining beacon of how to do things right. Sharon and I kind of talked off the air. There are some things that I think the city of Reading is now adopting this too, where it costs money for that inspector to come out. If there's one little thing that's left, as an example, I had a gas stove put in a year or so ago, a gas fireplace, and when the inspector came out to check the installation and everything to sign off, I needed a couple of more smoke detectors,
mm-hmm.
and so he gave me his number. Indicated rather than him come back out for a reinspection after I had installed those, I sent him a picture of each one of those areas indicating they had, and he signed off on it without an extra $35 fee
right.
for him to come out or whatever mm-hmm. that fee would be.
Mm-hmm.
So there are ways for them to work with people to sit down and go through the process and try to figure out the cheapest, best way to do it. The less number of times that people come out for inspections and what have you, there are ways that they can work with you to make these mm-hmm. projects.
Yeah, and I know at the State of the City last year they were talking about doing some of the pictures on, you know, there's certain jobs and upgrades and whatnot that they qualify for the picture, which mm-hmm. is really nice, as you had happen. Yeah,
yeah, and
really
I, nice. And I think that's important. I recognize, and we always want to say that we're not trying to cut corners in building and planning to where we're not going to build safe places for people to live in and work, but you know, there's just bureaucracy that it doesn't make any sense. If there isn't a reason for what we're doing, then we ought not to be doing it.
Well, yeah, and like we said about with Gene's Drive-In, it was fine the way it was. But if you want to do anything else, now you've got to go back and do all these other things. I mean, if it was really a problem, it should have been addressed before there were changes that wanted to be made. If it was really that unsafe, why wasn't it made aware before? Now you want to do this and better your property. Well, now we're going to require this.
Yeah.
And again, like, I'm not as educated as you are on this topic, but it's sad to me that if it really was an issue, that it should have been addressed in general, you know, if you wanted sidewalks or whatever it was in the parking area and all of that.
I think that we are, and I always want to throw out that I recognize that we are arms of the state and federal government. Specifically at the county level, we have less flexibility than they actually have in the cities because we are an arm of the county or of the state. Having said that, there is no need to go beyond what the state requires. And one of the things that I used to always say when they would bring an update in is I would tell them that you must highlight anything in the document you're giving me for adoption. Highlight anything that is not in the state code.
Mm-hmm.
And explain to me why we're adding that over and above what the state requires.
Right, right.
By the way, if you are a resident of the, a customer of the Centerville Community Services District, you may have noticed already that you have no water this morning.
Is this your rant, Bob?
Well, no, it's an update for people in that area who may be listening or who came to work having to skip the morning ablutions. They had hoped to have it on by midnight. That didn't happen. They'd hoped to have it on by 8 a.m. That didn't happen. Now the latest update is that they hope to have it on by noon today.
Wow. So no water in the Centerville Water District. Yeah. If you're wondering if your pipes have busted, nope, not
yeah.
so much.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you live out there on Pleasure, yeah, yeah. So I'm very interested in that situation since I live out
yeah.
there. So it looks like I'll be stopping by the gym on the way.
There you go. Head over to Wellgate.
Yeah, and get a little bottle of water to take home. That's always important. So I think, Bob, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back.
And if anyone else has any rants you want to join in, we have another...
We have another half hour, and get your opportunity to call in and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about this morning.
All righty, and let's let folks know that, you know, we do live in some uncertain times around our town, and there's been a constant thing, and that is, of course, North State Security, with on-site patrol officers covering Northern California 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. North State Security works to protect the clients and businesses from civil liabilities and criminal activities. They've been doing that. There have been your ounce of prevention since 1968. They employ over 100 officers, serving well over 200 clients. They are the largest security company north of Sacramento. You'll see them at public events. They are out at the City of Reading Power Plant. They're even patrolling the River Trail. North State Security, Northern California's ounce of prevention since 1968, and they are a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Back after these messages, it is 8:29.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Searching for that perfect Valentine present for the special person in your life? Diamonds are a girl's best friend. And Tuesday, February 13th, Goldmark Jewelers has a special Levente of New York event presenting thousands of beautiful jewelry items along with Goldmark's incredible selection of gold, diamond, and fine gemstones. Don't miss the one-day-only event for the best selection at the best prices at Goldmark Jewelers, your diamond destination in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Come join Bob and Chick Miller of Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary the evening of March 16th at the Wind River Event Center for their annual fundraising dinner and auction. It'll be a wonderful evening of fun, great food, entertainment, and a fantastic auction. 100% of money raised goes to the care and feeding of abandoned and abused animals that call the farm their forever home. Some of the great items to be auctioned off include 9 nights of luxurious accommodations at the St. James Club and villas on Antigua for up to 6 people, a 6-night South African photo safari for 2, and 10 nights at the Club Barbados Resort and Spa for up to 6 people. So get your tickets today in any Reading or Anderson VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick a call at 347-0544. Get $5 off if you purchase your tickets by February 28th. And remember, it's all about the animals.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a very special Valentine's night, February 14th. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. $55 per couple with your club card. Free slot play, steak and lobster, champagne and dessert. Sound delicious?
Limited seating on Valentine's night with a 4 p.m., a 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. reservation. Call 243-3377 for your Valentine's reservation today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
All the way up to 50 degrees. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. And, of course, our weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
And welcome back. It's KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into our chat room, kcnr1460.com, or join in the conversation by giving us a call at 605-4567. It's Thursday. It's the second Thursday.
Clark Squared.
Clark Squared. Cool. Okay, so we were talking a little bit about local stuff and open lines this morning. Anything you'd like to jump in with? We were commenting, though, interesting. Boy, you can't help but get enthralled in what's going on at the federal level. And I just want to say up front, I don't think that this is anything that just started. I don't think all this corruption that we're seeing uncovered has started yesterday or 2 years ago or even 8 years ago. I think it's probably been going on, well, clear back to the Watergate days, which right now is looking like somebody stole a library book. But
read news accounts from the 30s, 40s, 50s.
Exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, this is stuff that's gone on for a long time. Those of us who have been in local government, I can tell you that there's stories out there that would curl your hair from the good old boys network of good old Shasta County and River City right here where
mm-hmm,
we live.
Mm-hmm.
So, having said that, I can't even imagine how deep it is at the state and federal level. However, I think this is really interesting that we finally have somebody in a position of authority who is willing to actually share. There was a lot of money down on whether President Trump would allow the Nunes memo that kind of poured it out, all this stuff about the FBI and the Justice Department and the collusion and the emails that were there. He actually released the memo against, I mean, you know, world threat that the whole world's going to come to an end if we tell the people anything that's going on. And by golly, he released the memo. And I thought, well, that's a step in the right direction. There's actually names on it. People are listed as to who said what and who did what. And I think there's a bunch of people who have a lot of explaining to do. I hold out because I'm such a positive thinker that, by golly, they actually are going to do something, and maybe some of these people are going to be brought to justice. I don't think my wildest dream of seeing Hillary Clinton in black and white
handcuffs is going to come.
It's going to happen, but we can continue to hope. I mean, my goodness. And then today, with the new release, or yesterday, the new release of the emails about the POTUS wanting to be fully informed on everything that's going on. Turns out maybe the president actually did know what was going on with the investigation into Hillary's emails. How interesting is that? You got to love it. I mean, you just got to love it. We have a caller, Lori on the line.
Lori, you're on the line.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Thought I'd just kind of keep with the pattern that you were just on with, you know, noticing the restaurants and the supermarkets and kind of these shifts and patterns. If we kind of just expand the zoom of our lens a little bit more into, like, with Amazon purchasing Whole Foods, there's been reports on the Internet, and this is maybe 3 weeks ago, that there are massive food shortages, and even the little deli bars, they said the food was just disgusting, and a lot of people are just kind of boycotting those markets. And Africa is apparently about a month away of not having sufficient water because of the drought scenario. So why I bring this up is we're in a delicate zone here with our own weather issues, you know, for farmers markets and, you know, the downtown rejuvenation that we keep hearing about. I have concerns that it's just going to get a little bit more intense, and that it's nostalgic to have reminisce of favorite places that we went to as kids, or, you know, it's happening everywhere in the United States. So I don't know if you could maybe bring on guests that want to talk about the green and the resilient cities, the sustainable, the Agenda 21, the Cal Fire having relations with the Agenda 21 programs. That's kind of what happened with the Santa Rosa fires. It matched the plans, and people are offered fast cash not to come back. They're taking their demolished foundations and apparently going to recycle that cement, that foundation, for future use. So I'm very concerned.
So, Lori, are you saying there's a big conspiracy going on here?
I'm talking about patterns. I didn't say conspiracy. These are real agenda. Agenda 21 is a real document from Brazil in 1997, and there is a real COG, Council of Governance, here. Last time I went, it was on East Street. And this is why we're looking at the parks, the bike paths, the green. Let's put plants and trees. When we have temperatures that they're underreporting, I'm concerned. I'm concerned when they underreport how cold it is in Siberia right now with their snowstorms and trees.
Well, so, Laura, let me mm-hmm. ask you a question. I need to decide where you're coming from exactly. Are you saying that you're in favor of the Agenda 21 scenario?
No. I hope it doesn't sound like that. I'm saying if people could be aware, if they haven't ever investigated or researched, because this is how it leads into these communities that we're starting to see with our either city councils or board of supervisors or chamber of commerce or the things with McConnell and Turtle Bay, that we're starting to see our town here, Reading, shift and turn. And so I'm hoping we could maybe get guests that if they're in the council of government, please be on the program, be a guest, or people that have more knowledge about Cal Fire, please come in and talk about that. People that have these special meetings, like, oh, we're going to put all these trees downtown. Downtown is scorching hot. I don't know how they're going to sustain I just took a ton of pictures this morning of the sky with the geoengineering, the chemicals, aluminum. So that puts the roots into pH shock. They don't uptake nutrients. You can put
that's where I'm... thanks, Lori, very much. You bring up some really interesting topics.
There's a lot there, and if people would just go look it up and do their research, the NASA war plan is right there on the Internet. You can look at 100 pages of that.
Yeah.
And the CAP, the Climate Action Plans, and they can go to stopthecrime.net. as a resource, and as well as geoengineeringwatch.org, because there's a lot more going on than just the inconvenience of a burger joint that closed.
Gotcha. Thanks very much, Lori.
One more call.
Okay,
thank you, Lori.
Right, thanks, Lori. Bye. Okay, we'll go to the phone now, and we've got Nick on the phone.
The Nickster.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you know, Lori just said that she's not for Agenda 21, and I wanted to call and say I'm for Agenda 51. How about getting somebody on that can explain the state of Jefferson again? I think it's about time to get some updates to the general public. You know, the only way we're going to take back our government is to stand up to them.
Yeah.
I went to that safety meeting at the county last night, and it's the same old, same old. We got the same crap when old Poletti come in with his big town hall meetings, and you know, nothing changed. All the people that are in charge of heads of committees and agencies, they got up and told us what a good job they're doing. All you got to do is drive around town and see what a good job they're not doing.
Yeah. Okay, Nick. Thanks. A little dose of reality there. I kind of appreciate that. I do understand that there is some news with the state of Jefferson, and I haven't really been paying attention this week, but I hope we will get an update. Because
of course, you can listen
to
Jefferson State of Mind each Sunday.
Exactly, and get the updates on that. And,
well,
and just
Sunday would be a good time to tune into that. But, you know, get Terry on there to tell you what's going on, because it's heating up. And, you know, now's the time for us to take back our government, because we're not going to get another chance.
I concur. Thanks very much for weighing in, Nick.
Okay. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks, bye. Nick. You know, I got to say, and Lori, I hope I don't hurt your feelings, but you were kind of talking out of both sides of your mouth there as I was listening to the whole Agenda 21 strategy. Is the Agenda 21 strategy, as I understand it, is exactly what they're trying to do with our communities, and that is to get us all where they can watch us a little more closely, get us all downtown, get us off of those places out where they can't really control us too much, take back all that private land, put it in the government ownership, get us all right close where we can keep track of us. And that's kind of the nutshell of Agenda 21. She's kind of saying, on both sides of her mouth, she doesn't agree with it, but she's telling me the world is falling apart and they're poisoning our air and our water and the whole deal, and we're not going to have any food. That's kind of the theory they're using, is to get us all together where they can watch us closer. So.
I just thought it was interesting to tie that into the whole Tops Market.
Well, yeah, Tops Market, yeah. Jeans Drive. Yeah. I liked it a lot. It was
kudos to her for spinning that around and bringing it back to, geoengineering, which
I would say that there certainly are enough places for people to go for that information. As she indicated, if that's the kind of stuff you're interested in following, I will say this, that part of what bothers me with the food thing, the state of California is without a doubt the food basket of the United States. We produce, we have all kinds of things that we do here, big strawberry productions, the bee kingdom, all of the things that we do in the agricultural realm in the state of California. The state of California needs to get a handle on their water situation. We have a drought every 7 years. We just do it without fail.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to build some storage, people. We need to stop spending money on roads to nowhere and bridges to nowhere and speed rails and take care of our water system. There is plenty of water in the system. When we get a rain year like last year, we could have filled up Sites Dam, Cottonwood Creek Dam. We could have filled up all those places. And as we're sitting here now looking at yet another year of drought, maybe not enough rain, we would have plenty of water stored from last year that we could use if we would build the storage. We talk about it when we have a drought. We do nothing when it's raining.
It's really true. I have not heard that brought up one time this year.
Well, there you go.
Let's make sure
because we have lots of water.
Let's make sure, we're always up here on, Water Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, but all the lawns in L.A. are green.
That's exactly right. So I will tell you if I've got a rant, a big gripe, we've been talking about Sites Dam, that money's been dedicated. Look what happened to the Dennis Calusa Dam. They were told years before that they had a problem with that. They never addressed it. And now look at the length of time it's taken for them to fix that and the amount of money. We need to think water in the state of California. It's the number one issue.
Well, the patch that's being slapped on Oroville, that money could have been, you could have built two Sites Dams for what
that's
they've
exactly
dumped
on. That's exactly right. But we just got to get serious about it because the food production cannot go on without water.
Well, control the food, you control the people. 8:45 on KCNR's Free Fire Radio. More calls in the queue. And we want to tell you as we take the break here, this portion of the program brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way, a full-service sports club right now with a new program, Aqua Personal Training featuring Kathleen Cowling. It's in the unique saltwater pool facility that is available only at Wellgate. They've got small group training, one-on-one training. You will enjoy increased range of motion, flexibility, and reduced exercise inflammation. My wife, Brenda, takes advantage of the aqua personal training there at Wellgate, and she loves it. It's a place you're going to enjoy going to, Wellgate Sports Club. They believe that self-care is the best health care. 768-1205.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Everyday favorites, like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Double-up blackjack, three-card poker, and fortune pie dial. Side wagers, lucky ladies, golden 21, plus mystery card roulette. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races. $500 up for grabs, plus 500 free slot play. Don't miss our Monte Carlo tournament with a $500 add-on Thursday, February 22nd. Come explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans.
the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Please join us for the State of Jefferson 2018 Banquet and Fundraiser. It'll be held Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall. Doors open at 5 with a catered tri-tip or chicken dinner served at 5:30. You'll enjoy great food and awesome prizes, as well as live and silent auction items. All proceeds will benefit the Jefferson Legal Fund. Tickets are $35 each, or get a pair for $60. Cost for a table of 8 is $500 and includes 8 dinners and $600 in prize tickets. In Shasta County, call Chris Kellstrom at 530-526-2352 for tickets or more information. In Tehama County, call Patty Smith at 530-586-2166. We'll see you Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. And remember, the time has come for 51.
The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
And back for one more segment, and here are our guest hosts,
Clark and Clark.
And who says we can't get those phones ringing?
Just let Trish go ranting. It'll happen.
All right, we're going to go back to the phones, and we've got Mary on the line.
Hi to Mr. and Mrs. Clark.
Which is which?
You know, no, I know you're both Clarks, and I know you're not related. Regarding both subjects that you brought up, one that were brought up for you, one, the SOJ 51, State of Jefferson.
Yes.
We have to separate. We have to separate. It's very important. We have to stop the spraying in our state. They're doing this in certain areas. If you go online and you look at it, you will see where the specific spraying is happening. And, of course, the East Coast is getting hammered with all this weird weather coming from Montana all the way to there. Now, we get the fires, we get the drought. But here's the thing. There is a movement. There's definitely a movement. And rather than say proactive, store your water, get your survival foods, we want to be reactive. We want to respond before the food is gone. The trees are now dying. I just put two of my beautiful cedars down. They just crumbled. I mean, they're dying. And history does repeat itself. So, you know, people follow orders without a conscience. They're told, get in your plane, go do this, go do that. They're making wonderful money. It's mostly coming out of Lockheed and Northrop and also Rockwell.
And you have done, okay, let me, why is this not on WikiLeaks? Why is this not on Anonymous? Why is this not on the NBC Nightly News?
Snoops.
Are they all paid off?
Snoops is shutting it down as geoengineering. It's called climate engineering. It's what they're doing. Type in weather control. Type in spraying, aluminum spraying.
Mary, with respect, you did not, Mary, with respect, you did not answer my question. Why are we not seeing this on the nightly news? Why are we not seeing this on sites that are not even connected to the mainstream media, like Anonymous, like WikiLeaks? Would this not absolutely blow the government out of the water, which is something that WikiLeaks is probably interested in doing? Why are we not seeing it there if this is so blatantly provable?
You know what? When I left the government, I was told with my secret clearance, I was told you are held to your secret clearance for life. For life. Not, I'm done working. I'm not working anymore. I've only got a few more years left to live. But for life. They said what you see here stays here when you leave here. And one of the things we did notice when we were over at the weather station is there's two or three people, I mean, at the Channel 7, there's two or three people walking around when we were outside. And when we brought up the subject about following orders without a conscience, two or three of them drifted away. They just walked away. So I don't know what it is. Support the ones that are making the noise. Get them to stop that spraying. Climate engineering is real. And thank you very much for girls for being on there. That's, you know, it's terrific that you open the lines for people to talk. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, you're Mary. So welcome, Mary, and thanks for the input.
You're welcome. Bye. Oh.
Okay. Go ahead. Thanks very much. You know, I would say that I like what she said at the very beginning, is that I would hope for the future and success of the state of Jefferson that they, in fact, will keep that separate from the other issues that tend to get involved in it, such as the geoengineering and a couple of other things that kind of pop up from time to time in the state of Jefferson discussions, because I think the state issue and getting control of our own future and forming that other state is totally something that I can get behind and support. I get a little backed up when I go to a meeting and they start inundating me with their geothermal and all of that kind of stuff. And you just can't mix the two.
Too many issues together.
Too many issues. Yeah. I hope that the state of Jefferson will stick to the state of Jefferson and the formation of a new government. And then we can elect that new government.
What are they going to do, build really high walls to keep the planes out? I mean, come on.
Well, and I still, you know, and maybe I have my head in the clouds, but I would say to you that I have an awfully hard time figuring out that all of these pilots will get into an airplane and without blinking an eye release things into the world that are going to kill all of their children and grandchildren. And do you have any idea how many pilots that is that obviously have no conscience? I can't get there.
Right.
If you have absolute hard proof. And don't tell me about the same website 50 freaking times, because I am married to a weather forecaster, okay, who has spent 32 years knowing about the atmosphere. And she looks at this and rolls her eyes.
Yeah, well, and I just saying that you're entitled to, God, this is America, and you're entitled to believe and support anything you want to, and I so support that and love having the conversations back and forth. But let's keep the issues separate so that they don't get bogged down and people don't go to the state of Jefferson meetings because they don't want to talk about the weather.
Right, because that conspiracy stuff definitely would make me hesitant to get behind.
Absolutely, yeah. And I so support the effort to separate us. This state is too big to govern. I've fought it I've been out of government for 11 years, and so it was 30 some years that I've been deeply engrossed in all of the issues that make it impossible to govern a state as large and diverse as the state of California. What works in Los Angeles and what rules are put out for the citizens of Los Angeles cannot possibly work for the citizens of Hayfork or the citizens of Shingletown. Mm-hmm. It's an impossibility. We saw it with health services, with senior services, with whatever we try to do in the state of California. You cannot make a rule or a law, and we are a system of laws. I mean, that's how we govern ourselves. But a law that works in Los Angeles just can't always work in Hayfork or Weed or Lewiston or these little bitty towns. We need a separation. We need to get where we have representation. All of those things that need to happen, and it can't happen when you're a state this large. And, oh, my gosh, the boss is here.
Uh-oh,
just can't stand it.
I just want to say, I hear from the people who think that carbon, that every car we drive, that carbon is destroying the earth, and I hear people who say that the planes are destroying the earth. The climate is changing. The climate has always changed. Ever been to Yosemite?
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yosemite was carved by glaciers.
Right.
The glaciers are no longer in Yosemite, and there were no Republicans, no SUVs, and no airplanes.
There you go. There's salt out in the middle of the plains in the soil. Guaranteed. Someplace along the line, that place out there was under part of an ocean.
It was a big inland sea, yeah.
There you go. Good morning, Carl. We have a special guest.
Well, aren't you too cute? Oh, wait a minute. Was that sexist?
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably was.
Oh, well.
I don't give a damn.
We're not politically correct on this show.
That's right. You know, here's the whole thing about when you get into geoengineering. And this is what I told the guy that heads it up when he was on here. I said, you know, it's been going on for like 60 years. Not one time has anybody identified where all that stuff is coming from and how it gets to the planes. I mean, is there an underground tunnel? Are they all flying out of one spot? Is there something on satellites that wouldn't notice things like this? And that's my whole thing, is just the logistics of it. I know what it takes to move a battalion of Marines 100 miles, and is just when you start looking at the absolute tonnage and everything that has to do with it. I mean, you're talking about thousands of moving parts, and nobody in 60 years has come up and said, here it is. And,
yeah.
You know, and with today's telephones and
technology,
the ubiquitous, videos and pictures of everything. That's my whole thing is just, you know, come up with stuff like that, and then people will start, oh, okay. I mean, yeah, how do you explain this? How do you explain this, the amount of aluminum and all this? Well, you know, those are good questions, but show the people how it can happen. Show the people proof of that.
Don't you think that Julian Assange, for instance, would love to have this?
Oh, and absolutely.
Who would love to see that? Because if this were true, if theoretically it were true, it would collapse the U.S. government, right? There's people who'd love to see that.
Well, this means Obama knew about it. This means that Clinton knew about it. That means that Bush knew about it. That means that Trump knows about it.
That's right.
And that every president.
Oh, geez, now we've got all the guns in here. Good morning. See, they just can't stay away.
No, we can't.
We've got the bots here joining us for the last minute.
Great show this morning with all the callers. So informative.
Well, good. Well, we were just, we figure we can talk about something we can get everybody to buy.
We don't want to get fired.
Get them wrapped up.
Well,
it's hard to fire you, too, because you still keep showing up.
I know.
We've even changed the keys, and somehow they still get in. Yeah.
There we go. All right. Well, thanks for joining us this morning, the second Thursday, the Clark and Clark Show. We've had fun being here. We hope you found some interesting information. We'll be back on the second Thursday of March, and I'll see you next Thursday with Carl. So thank you for joining us.
Stretch it out.
I thought we had a minute. We have a whole bunch of time. I want to thank all the callers that came in, and Linda's going to be our final guest here today.
I just want to remind everybody that I'm performing at Wind River on Thursday. On Wednesday on Valentine's. I think there's tickets still available of 4, a 6, and an 8 p.m. seating, so call 243-3377 for a fabulous night.
Thanks, Linda.
Have a great day, everyone.
We have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
And as we come up on the 9 o'clock hour, Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Reading News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate budget deal facing a tough fight in the House where fiscal conservatives are lining up to fight against it.
Tennessee's John Duncan.
The Republican Party I grew up in was the fiscally conservative party. I wish it still was.
Duncan calls the two-year, $300 billion deal a budget buster.
It is very sad to me that the Republican Party I love is now going along to get along and spending many, many billions that we send.